Blog Talk Radio.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe it.
Believe it.
Believe it.
Believe it.
Every day a star is born.
Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-G-M. Hey.
Yeah. I watched Carla start it, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say Too, they came through, taking their debut. Yep. In the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for sight. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Yep. Time ain't never wasted.
Oh, no.
They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East.
Uh-huh.
It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of Greece. The radio media is a Maverick tutor.
Woo!
With grandma's dripping, Don Adams Jr.
Junior.
Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building,
building.
O-G-M-A.
Let me tell you something I done noticed. Van Campbell, number one, man. A lot of y'all niggas got these high ass feet. Well, my nigga, what the fuck are you saying?
The side that threw them geeks. Cause y'all niggas lame and not to mention y'all sweet at McDonald's tea.
Okay.
And for the niggas who can't stand us, here's a chair, bro, take a seat. And before I go on, gotta say rest in peace, Marcus Free, my nigga, like you see. Now back to the beat. Usain Bolt on the train, these niggas can't compete. So we gon' snap more time than a round of applause after when Paul with speed. And we roll strong and take your song, because to me that shit too weak. Keep on up, but at the end of the day, they still in your mouth just like your cheek.
Okay.
Oh my G. Funny how them geeks could take and make your beat. Like fuck the song y'all niggas made, then strap up and straight rape your beat. Y'all niggas playing just to playin', buddy, we playin' for keeps. So don't take this as a diss on, homie, this just a critique.
Right here has been jacked. All these niggas are so lame. Everybody pay attention. This is why we say
told me talk cheap, so I just shut my mouth and let my heart speak.
Please excuse me if my thoughts beat, but I can feel your rhythm inside me like a heartbeat. And my last couple years been so sad. I just write and shed the tears on my notepad. I know the devil feel a way for me. That's why I be texting you like, baby, just pray for me. His success to be my greatest cause, cause I feel God bless me through my greatest loss. And they can hate me, but they don't know what my story is. I've been through everything, baby, I know what glory is. How you love me is so glorious, that I'm willing to go to war for this. I can't back down now, I'm too in, so I bow to your love, you win. And when my spirit's down, you lift it up. So it's a rock in my cup and I do give a fuck. But it's only on this one, though.
Shout to Danny P.
Hero.
Shout to Z.
Slow.
G.
And this is you.
The Phillies, nigga, I let you buck.
Yeah. Yo, a real G told me talk cheap. So I just shut my mouth and let my heart speak. Please excuse me if my thoughts beat, but I can feel your rhythm inside me like a heartbeat. And my last couple years been so sad. I just write and shed the tears on my notepad. I know the devil feel a way for me. That's why I be texting you like, baby, just pray for me. His success to be my greatest cause, cause I feel God bless me through my greatest loss. And they can hate me, but they don't know what my story is. I've been through everything, baby, I know what glory is. How you love me is so glorious, that I'm willing to go to war for this. I can't back down now, I'm too in, so I bow to your love, you win. And when my spirit's down, you lift it up. So it's a rock in my cup and I do give a fuck. But it's only on this one though. Every time I see you, one kiss you, no mistletoe. And I picked the perfect time to steal a clever quote. But this the realest shit a nigga ever wrote. Despite the fame and the glam, I wanna lay on the beach and write our names in the sand. And when life's stressing me out and got me speechless, you were my destiny child. I guess you can say this my confession. So I only got one question. Baby, never mind a few freaks. Girl, I love you like new sneaks from boutiques. I'm trying to put 100K on your watch band. Then send you to Thailand with a yacht tan. Go to war for your heart, I'm your Rambo. Ain't no sucker for love, I'm just saying though. When it's this real, I know it take a while. I hope my first verse made you cry and this will make you smile. I never flake, never fake, never switch on you. You my star, baby, I can make a wish on you. Probably never get past this. I'm still living in the moments of your last kiss. You my queen, you my everything, royal. So on everything, baby, I adore you. Just know it's been a tough road, but I'm loving our story as it unfolds. And when we hug, it feels like one soul. And when we touch, my heart beats like a drum roll. I care about you so much, I'm embarrassed. You inspire me to be the best there is. And you're essential to me like air is. Maybe one day our child could be the heiress. King and queen with a house full. And whoever don't believe us, they just need to doubt more. Cause I already made my fucking mind up that I'm down to stay down till time's up. You can say this my confession. So I only got one question.
Before we try, feel the lows before the highs, clear for wings before. The affiliates, nigga.
What's poppin', y'all? Welcome back to Mixture of Arts on EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Say To Say What, holding it down tonight. As always, y'all, we got a great show for you guys. Always informative with a little spice. Because, you know, the EOTM crew definitely strives to encourage, empower, and enlighten minds while increasing network. And you know it increases network. All right, Joe, we have a very interesting show for you tonight, talking about legalizing marijuana in some states. I understand that weed is legal in some states, but first I want to go ahead and touch on some basic facts about this drug. Now, based on American Council for Drug Education, marijuana has been around for a long time, of course, and its main source, the hemp plant, also known as the cannabis. Although cannabis contains at least 400 different chemicals, its main mind-altering ingredients is THC. The amount of THC in marijuana is determined by the drug's strength, and the THC levels are affected by a great many factors, including plant type, weather, soil, and time of harvest. Now, the sophisticated cannabis cultivation of today produces high levels of THC in the marijuana that is far more potent than pot of the past, and the THC content of marijuana, which averaged less than 1% in 1974, rose to an average 4% by 1994. Now, yes, I can admit that some doctors say that weed can be used for some medications. Although the U.S. law classifies the marijuana as a Schedule I controlled substance, which means it has no acceptable medical use, a number of patients claim that smoking pot has helped them deal with pain or relieve the symptoms of glaucoma, the loss of appetite that accompanies AIDS, or nausea caused by cancer, chemotherapy. And there is, however, no solid evidence that smoking marijuana creates any greater benefits than approved medications now used to treat these patients or relieve their suffering. And they conclude that some of the dangers of weed also includes the impaired perception, diminished short-term memory, loss of concentration and coordination, impaired judgment, increased risk of accidents, loss of motivation, diminished inhibitions, increased heart rate, anxiety, panic attacks, and paranoia, hallucination, damage to the respiratory, reproductive, and immune system, increased risk of cancer, and psychological dependency. Now, first of all, when I'm reading all of this stuff, it just sounds like a whole bunch of gibberish, for real, because, I mean, these people, to me, don't know what the hell they're talking about, because I just can't see how a plant from Earth can do a person much harm, but cigarettes and liquor that is man-made is better for you. Come on now, let's be serious. Let's be for real. Somebody please tell me something, because you can call me crazy all you want to, but I just don't see it, all right? Now, I know you probably have some questions or whatever, and we have some callers on the line that have a couple of comments that they want to say. The first caller I see is 111. I don't know what number that is, but you are live. What's popping? What's good?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm 111. That's Trey Love. What's up, Say To Say What?
What is popping with you, Trey Love? What's good?
Chilling, Mom. First of all, I want to congratulate you on your show and really give you props on the things you're doing, Say To. I'm very proud of you. I know you interning with EOTM, but I want to just give you props on taking a driver's seat and doing your own shows. You're very creative. I love the musical interludes, your vibe, your style. I'm really feeling what you're doing. So before we even get started and I even talk about my love of cannabis, I want to give you a fat shout out and say much love, props, and respect for what you're doing, kid.
Thank you so much, Jayla. Thanks.
All right, you ready for me to go ahead and run my opinion on this legalizing cannabis thing?
Yes, I am.
Okay, check this out. First of all, I'm living in Southern California, baby, Los Angeles, Hollywood, out here doing it big. And if y'all been watching the news and TV, if everybody around the nation know, it ain't just, okay, it's one thing to be hot, right? But I swear, I'm not even lying, y'all. I went out the house today and I seen a devil standing on the corner, I promise you, with his pitchfork, with a sign saying, need water. I ain't even bullshit. That's how
You're so crazy.
That's how hot it is out here. So that's just to give y'all a heads up. Now, for the people that know, because a lot of people, you know, I'm a very traveled man. And when I say traveled, I was born in Chicago, raised in Miami, Florida, lived in New York, pursued my career out there. I've lived in Georgia, Texas, of course, Chicago. I've been overseas in the military. I've been all around the world. And I have to honestly say I am very, very proud of the state of California for its movement as far as the legalization of marijuana. And I just want to say before I even get into that, it's not just, you know, some type of party thing or I'm trying to be some type of person just like, yeah, go for it. But what you mentioned earlier is something I think all the listeners need to know and people need to pay attention to. Alcohol and cigarettes are very detrimental to a person's health. Very
exactly.
Detrimental to a person's health. It's detrimental to the mental capacity. I mean, how many people, you know, we all have alcoholics in our family, and what usually takes them out? Cirrhosis of the liver, alcohol eats away at the liver. My mother, God rest her precious soul, didn't smoke in front of me, but she, you know, people would tell me, yeah, you know, your mom used to smoke. She was a secret little smoker. And my mother lost her life and left me. She was only 42 years of age when she left this planet because she had a secret addiction to cigarettes. My thing is, you know, when you look at that realistically, I don't make it any secret. I'm devastated because, see, when people do things like that, you know, smoking cigarettes and drinking, you're not taking into account the children you leave behind, the brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, you know what I mean, the family that you leave behind while you sitting up, you know, smoking a cigarette and you know, drinking liquor. Other drugs, I'm totally against, you know, this. I call ecstasy the new crack. You know, you got this crack and cocaine and all that kind of stuff. It's terrible, but marijuana, and I'm not going to tell my business, but I'm going to say I'm an advocate for the legalization of marijuana and the way that Los Angeles is doing things. I mean, from what I've seen in the state of California, it's in a controlled environment. You pay taxes on it, and I was doing some research about as far as the you know, legalizing it, how it affects taxation. Okay, we keep hollering about a recession. I guarantee this. They need all this money. We in such a recession, right? We're doing so bad. I guarantee if they legalize marijuana tomorrow, that the whole, every deficit that we thought we needed as far as financial would be taken care of because I know that. I don't like when, you know, well, I ain't going to say me personally, but for my friends that go to the hood, they don't like having to do that, to go to the hood to purchase their marijuana. It's nothing like, I mean, LA is so beautiful, man. You can go right into the store. Why you laughing? You go right into the store, and they got different
exactly.
grades and, you know, everything. So,
exactly,
I mean,
exactly.
It's a beautiful thing.
You know, but it is so, but seriously, though, it's so funny because even though, like in the corporate world, these people out here just try to act like they don't be smoking no trees at all, but they be doing that joint on the low-low. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's like lying. It's on my damn. Let me tell you something. When I say everybody, like, I ain't trying to be funny, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody love me. How about everybody love weed?
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but, like, come on now, seriously. Like, I seriously believe that if they was letting niggas in prison smoke weed, they would not be killing each other. I promise you they wouldn't. I promise you they wouldn't be kill nobody and harm each other.
Nah, I might have to interject a little bit on that. They won't kill each other, but weed does enhance your sexual thing. And
that is true. They might be sticking each other, you know?
Right, that's what I'm saying. It might slow them down on the killing tip, but then they'll be looking at each other a little too hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm high. You look good. No, we don't want that either. So, yeah.
You're
so crazy,
Jay.
I know. I'm going to slow down one day.
Okay, folks. Well, we have another caller on the line. Trey, are you going to stay on air with us?
I got you, baby. I got you running. Now that you got
okay.
me running.
Okay, cool. Our next caller is 678-612. You are live. What's poppin'? What's good?
678-612. Who was that?
That's you. What's up? You talking?
That's my number? That's the number I'm calling from?
Oh, Lordy, you were on air. What's good? What's popping? What do you have to say about legalizing marijuana?
I have to say I'm all for it.
Okay, is there a specific reason? Do you feel as though, like, weed is dangerous for you, or is it what?
Dangerous? I think the cigarettes are dangerous. And I think the cocaine and heroin is dangerous. I think that weed is the most safest drug on the planet. There's been more likely people dying from Tylenol than weed.
I amen that, brother.
How can you actually, have a problem with something? More people kill each other over drinking and driving than weed. You know what I mean, how can you actually not have weed legalized?
So why do you think the government seriously will not legalize weed in all 50 states? What's the biggest reason for that?
I think it's a black thing.
You think?
We know that we...
Why do you say that? Why do you say it's a black thing?
They know that we making so much money off of it, and they locking so many of us brothers off our video that they would be losing money, you know what I'm saying? They would lose so much money if they wasn't wasting their time chasing around black people and putting these little petty charges on them. I'm saying, I just got out there, and I'm telling you, they lock people up just for a bag from sometimes, you know, depending on what state you're in. And it's kind of ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? Where I'm from, a bag is nothing, and normally they would probably kick it in the dirt, stomp on it, might even let you walk away with it. But in some places where they know that, you know, they can make some money off of you getting that bond or whatever, you know what I mean, they're going to still take you down, book you in for nothing. So I think it's all about money, you know. I think it's all about money, and the government just don't want to leave out on a chance to keep a brother down.
Okay. That's what's popping. I kind of agree with you on that, except the fact that mainly I don't think it's a race thing, for real. I mean, it might be a money issue thing, but then again, at the same time, I just think that the whole government just want to kill us, period, for real, because they know good well that cigarettes and liquor will definitely kill you, okay? And they know that, you know, weed is really not that bad. Yes, you might, you know, I don't know. Weed kind of really gives you some type of emotional feelings and stuff like that. But at the same time, like, weed really doesn't make you do stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, unlike cocaine or nothing like that, I mean, I'm just saying. But as far as that, no, I do not think so. We have another caller on the line.
You don't think that, you know what I mean, all right, you say it's not a race thing, but at the same time, you know, as soon as George Clinton or somebody is smoking weed, it's all right. But as soon as you say Barack Obama or somebody...
You are crazy. Do you know why?
They got a problem
because
with it.
You are crazy because Like, the people...
We got a problem with everything that black people do, especially if it's...
Nah,
I mean,
man.
What,
you
right,
would
about
not
it, think about
no
it like this.
George
back
Clinton.
In the day, when alcohol was illegal, it was like, all right, you know what I mean? It's moonshine now. And as soon as they realized that it was mostly, you know what I mean, white people drinking, all of a sudden it's illegal. It's a legal thing. Now, what's wrong with legalizing weed? You see that mostly black people, or maybe not even that, but you see mostly, you know what I'm saying, Americans or whatever is smoking, and they want to legalize it because of the fact that they know that black people make a lot of money off of it, and they're locking a lot of us up off of it, too. It's a good way to get us, and it's a good way, you know what I'm saying, for them to make money, too. That's
how
all
you
I'm
feel
saying.
About that, Trey? How you feel about that, Trey?
Nah, I'm on a different side with it. First of all, brother, what's your name, man?
Lamont.
Lamont, I'm Trey, man. It's really nice to meet you via radio. I agree and disagree with what you're saying. First of all, as an activist myself, you know what I'm saying. You know, very much being a black man in these United States of America, I have a very serious issue with a lot of the ways we are treated as black people and the differences that are made between things we do. And, you know how it is, man. I mean, being black in this country, I mean, for real, it's just everything we do is always ostracized. But
yeah, don't act like racism thing's still out there. It's still out there.
Exactly. And you know what, brother? Even with Barack Obama being in office, it's funny because, don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of that, brother, and I'm ecstatic the fact that we have a black president. But realistically, not much has changed. Let's keep it real. I mean, yeah, you know, we got a black man sitting. I mean, we got a black man sitting in the White House. You know what I'm saying? And got a sexy, beautiful. And I no disrespect to the president, but Michelle Fine, straight up, got a sexy, beautiful sister sitting by his side. You know, a queen. And I mean, I'm admiring that. That's good for an image. But realistically, brothers like you and me, dude, when we get pulled over, we still black. When we go into any
exactly.
office and try to get something done and try to get some stuff handled, and I know everybody in America that has a darker complexion than Caucasian know what I'm talking about. We still black. So, first of all, I want to definitely amen what you said. But where I disagree is this, bro. It's more Caucasians, because, see, you know, I'm very diverse. I deal with a whole different group of people. Man, trust me, don't let them white people fool you. They smoking weed.
Oh.
They smoking
weed.
I
know that,
bro. I'm in Cali. Let me tell you something, bro. When I tell you them white folks are smoking weed, they smoking weed.
But they do it differently. They do it differently. You know why? Because when they do it, they probably in the house chilling, you know what I'm saying, with their family doing it, and they doing it in a nice sociable manner. As far as us, we riding around, you know what I mean, doing all types of dirt with it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, see, we got to, you know, but see, we're black, you know, we got to do it big. It don't matter what
we got to have our gold rope chains, and we got to be out there with it, you know what I'm saying?
They do it.
They don't want nobody to know that they're doing it, and they do it on some secret agent stuff.
They have discretionary measures, but see, I'm going to tell you something I'm studying and I'm working on, bro. Are you familiar with the term post-traumatic stress? I mean, post-traumatic stress, but I call it post-slave stress syndrome. See, brothers like me and you, young sisters like say too, I think in this generation, us as black people, you know, we got to think that of the things that have been enacted upon us as black people. We were raised by our parents, but we got to go and research what our parents went through, what our parents' parents went through, and these are the things that raised us. So when I say post-traumatic slave stress, people don't understand, like, you know, you really got to dig into the way I'm going to say it how the Indian used to say it, how that white man, the things that he enacted in us to where we feel, that's, I know that the reason why black people do it big is because, hey, we so used to, like, being pushed down, man. Could you imagine being a free slave? That's why we act like that. You know, don't think we slaves no more, so we like, fuck it, I'm going to cut the fool. Hell yeah, I'm going to put my big chain on. I'm going to smoke weed right in the parking lot at the post office.
Exactly.
Hey, yo, with that said, we have a few more callers on the phones right now. I have another caller on the phone. It is 208-357. You are live. What is popping? What's good?
Bless up, bless up. Yes, I like this station. Legalize the herb. I was just on the Facebook and I see your connection. I was like, what? Legalize the herb in GA? That'll be a hard task. That'll
okay,
be a hard task, but it's got to be accomplished.
What is popping with you? What's your name?
Makisi Gaither.
Makisa. Yeah. Okay. So is there something that you have to say about legalizing marijuana?
The first thing I got to say is it would help the economy instantly. We all know about herb. It can be used a million, zillion different ways. It would help the economy. And off that, one of my experiences with one of the things going green was converting my diesel car to run on vegetable oil. And I found out about that just doing some research. And I was like, damn. And then first time I put some corn oil in my car, and I was rolling down the street, it was smelling like popcorn. I was high as a little bit. I said, damn, I got to give you some hemp oil. This
man, you
thing.
Mad, dog. You mad, dog. I'm loving that. That's the one I see. You the man, dog. You the man.
Hey, that's crazy.
Hey, go to lovebiocraft.com. I'll tell you,
man,
my face.
You know what? Y'all make me feel old. I love the world we live in today. Why is it? You know, me and my uncle were talking about this. The internet will teach you how to damn near have sex. You'd be like, okay, how to fuck.
Okay.
Go on YouTube and put in how to fuck. I guarantee it'll be like, okay, you take your penis, right?
Hey, it's definitely good to have a walkthrough.
You are so crazy. And you know what else though? Like right now I was just reading, like in the 2010, according to the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Law, they were saying that the marijuana is the third party most popular recreational drug in America, and behind only alcohol and tobacco, and has been used by nearly 100 million Americans. And according to government surveys, some 25 million Americans have smoked marijuana in the past year, and more than 14 million do so regularly despite harsh laws against its use. And our public policies should reflect these reality and not deny it. And also that marijuana is far less dangerous than alcohol or tobacco. Around 50,000 people die each year from alcohol poisoning, and similarly more than 400,000 deaths each year are attributed to tobacco smoking. And by comparison, weed is non-toxic and cannot cause death by overdose. And according to the prestigious European Medical Journal, the smoking of cannabis, even long-term, is not harmful to health, and it would be reasonable to judge cannabis as less of a threat than alcohol or tobacco. And
so with that being said, what in the world is there? Why would you not legalize it other than making some money off of it, locking people up, putting them in jail over it, or, you know, putting them on probation and ruining their future or getting a good job? What other reasons could you have? Because everything else is good.
Exactly.
I mean, hey, when you think about it, when you're really super high, you really kind of drive really kind of slow. You know? I know
yeah,
I drive kind of slow.
Exactly.
I get too high.
When you high, you obey all laws. You don't get, yo, I'm telling you, when you high, you won't even steal, because you be too parallel, you won't get caught.
You want to still, right?
Can I share a little story with y'all, man?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to meet the other brother. I met the first, Lamont. What's the second brother's name?
I'm Makisi.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man? I'm Trey, man.
Oh, man. Good, bro. I'm just
sound like you high as me over there. Talking about very good. Very good.
Man, you know,
you
I got
sound like
you're
already smacked. You sound like you're already smacked.
No, hey, you can tell. You can tell. Like, what's happening?
I'm very
high. What's happening?
Like, what's happening, bro? How you doing, man?
No, I'm just bullshit. Hey, but listen, right? True story, y'all. True story.
Ahead,
this
man.
Happened
Go
to me.
Ahead.
Ain't no sense in even playing no games with it. Yo, I engage in cannabis. I'm an entertainer. I've been on all kind of TV shows and stuff. And, I mean, a lot of entertainers, we engage in it, right? I'm on the road, y'all. In Louisiana. I get pulled over.
I smoke weed with the Yin Yang Twins.
Oh, them niggas is cool. Them
the
niggas
right
there.
Cool. Hey. Hey, I live in L.A. They went across the street from my shop, from right back across the street is my Roscoe's. And they, man, they pulled their back. Man, they cool to my second.
Man,
I sold them a 20 cent. I sold them a dub, too. You know, I did.
Which goes? Because I live on...
Roscoe, on Pico. Pico.
That's
my
nigga.
Yeah, Pico
I live around the corner from that school.
Yo, why are you guys are going back in memory land?
Hey, it's like a family reunion. You know how we do it on ELTN radio.
You guys are acting so crazy right now. We have a few more callers on the phone.
Hey,
and y'all talking about where y'all are.
Nah, pizza though. I'm gonna tell you.
Holy crap.
Right. I got pulled over, y'all. I wanna share this with y'all. I got pulled over by this young white boy police. He was a young white boy, right? And y'all, I ain't gonna lie, I had the little sack right on the seat. But I wasn't paying no attention, I wasn't really caring, but I'm like, oh my god, I'm in Louisiana, I'm finna get in trouble. But at the time, I was hustling my DVD, you know, comics going wild. I was doing my thing, and I was like, man, look, I was in the Swoops commercial. You know what he did? I swear. He took the weed. He was like, man, I ain't even going to mess with you. He said, but I am going to throw your weed away. That happened to me in Louisiana. I know, right? Like, nigga, you could have took me to jail and let me have my joint. No, I'm just bullshit. But like, that happened in Louisiana. And then I was in Georgia, and the same exact thing happened. I got pulled over by a cop, and I called myself, like, but that time I called myself hiding. I was like, yeah, I'm going to take my weed, and I'm going to put it in the back thing. But my license was suspended. I was on the road doing comedy. And when I say y'all, I got pulled over by that. So what, bro?
You're fortunate.
What you say, man?
Yeah.
I was fortunate.
You're fortunate.
No, I'm gonna tell you, fortunate. But straight up. Now that was Louisiana. And see, this is the same. Well, see, you know what? God be watching over me because I really do some dumb shit. I admit that. But I'm in Georgia, and when I say I got y'all like that, I got pulled over by the Grand Wizard of the KKK. Do you hear me? When I say fuck a buck, y'all stupid. Listen, I swear.
Oh Lord,
bone
no, y'all, I ain't lying. Yo, I got pulled over by the Grand. I'm talking about, I hate niggers. I don't want niggers in the country. Niggers, get your shit together, niggers. I need all of you niggers. Yo, I got pulled over by that motherfucker, right? Yo, let me tell you this, like, for real. I got pulled over by this motherfucker in Georgia. And at the time, my license was suspended, and I was on probation. So, you know, I'm in some, like, oh, my God. He set me in the back of his car and everything, and he went searching the car. Y'all want me to tell y'all a scary feeling? I saw when he found the weed because I'm in the back of his police car. You know, he of course got the lights on and everything. He had the little napkin I had it in, and he pulled it up and he looked at me and shined the light on me, like blinking it at me, like look at this. And I was like, God damn. Mm-hmm. So he came up to me. It wasn't enough weed to get in no trouble, y'all. So what I did, I said, I was like this with it. I said, man, I had my brother and him in the car earlier. See, that's a rental car, man. That ain't even my weed. He looked at me. He was like, well, sure, it ain't your goddamn weed. And you know something? I'm telling this story because it's God's honest truth. Now, I'm going to ask you, the fellas and say, too, what y'all think he did with the weed?
Man, he kept that junk.
He put it in his pocket in front of me, y'all.
What?
The police, the Grand Wizard, put it in his pocket. And for at least the other, see, the young little cat that pulled me over, the young white guy, he was cool in Louisiana. He wasn't tripping. He let me go, but he threw my, put my weed out on the side of the highway in front of me like, dad, you ain't even have to do that, man. You know, you could have left me with my joint. But, you know, that was just but he let me go, so I ain't tripping. But the other dude was like, he still took me to jail and shit, but he took my weed, y'all, and I swear, when he put it in his pocket, could you imagine me rolling to jail with this dude, knowing my weed in his pocket? You feel me?
Hey.
This is Louisiana, right?
That was Georgia, dog.
Hey, I've been banged up in Louisiana, yeah. and when it happened to me in Louisiana, yo, the dude when he was taking me to jail, he was talking about why do you smoke weed, and I was like, you know what I mean? I'm just telling y'all, like, you know, something I do. I was like, you don't smoke weed? He got quiet as a church bird. Boy, that's why I say he got quiet. He ain't talking to me no more for the rest of that ride, my man. And I said, yo, you ain't gotta get quiet with me now. I know cops. You know what I'm saying? I know cops smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? I know one right. Matter of fact right now that smoke weed. I can call it right now if she come over and might blow with me. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez, man, he ain't talking to me no more.
Man. Man, all the police here in California smoke weed.
Man, everybody.
All the police, yeah, man, all of them.
That song they made, Everybody Love Me, they need to dedicate that to the cannabis. Everybody Love Me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't care.
It ain't about like, you know what I'm saying, about the fact that every, you know what I mean, that you smoke it, it's about how you do it, you know what I'm saying? That's what he was telling me.
That's
too. He was like,
indeed.
You know what I mean? It ain't about if you smoke weed, it's about
productively,
you know,
though.
And it's and you
if
know
if you're gonna do it, be somewhere where, you know, can't nobody really catch you, or, you know what I mean, can't nobody see you.
Like how I'm doing it right now on the radio with y'all at my house.
And keep you some Visine and some body oil.
But the only reason they don't want to legalize it is because they know that we're gonna be out there in the middle of the club without us like, rolling up. You know we is.
Oh, no,
bro. We're going to be in the middle of
the
club.
We're going to be in the middle of that thing, yo, with the light shining on us, probing and all this, everything. Yeah,
like,
y'all don't know
how another
to
caller on the line, you guys.
We like to celebrate life, man. We like to celebrate life, man. We happy to be living. You know what I'm saying?
Lamont.
We made it through
Lamont.
A lot of struggles.
Lamont
yeah.
Mercer. Lamont Mercer, we
call
have another caller.
Like that. You got to call him whole Elliot.
Go ahead.
What's your name, Lamont?
Hey,
Lamont.
But look, we have another caller on the line. The number is 401-545. You are live. What's poppin'?
Hey, I was just calling. I have a similar story to about the cops getting pulled over with the cops. I actually was just getting out of work. And I was coming out of the neighborhood, and I thought they were getting ready to go by me because I seen them in the neighborhood. But they had a phone. I guess they had a call. They flashing the lights and doing his thing, but I just keep on driving. And then I'm lighting up a blunt. Then I pull over to let them go by, but he pulls over with me. So I'm like, damn, the smell is fresh in my fucking car. And I'm going to jail because I have a blunt on me. I told him I didn't have anything, though. Like, at first I was like, no, I did. All you're going to find is roaches. But he found the other blunt, and he brought the blunt to me and was like, yeah, this blunt. You said you only had a roach in here, but the blunt is lit. I was like, yeah, that's considered a roach. Look how small it is.
You funny
and
as
hell. Basically, they tore my car apart, searched my car. I didn't have weed in my car. It was in my wallet. They searched through my wallet, and they didn't find it. But...
What?
They basically, like, put me in the back of their car, asked me all these kind of questions about how do I smoke, do I have a job, where do I work at, all this bullshit, and it was just, I was
so
like,
you
guys, they
want to
talk junk, but at the same time, I never seen them take my roaches. They gave me back my roaches, though.
They gave you your roaches.
I think it's because you a female.
They took my weed. I'm still.
I think you got it. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Wow.
Okay, and what's your name? I'm sorry.
That's only in Connecticut.
Rhode Island. It's so crazy.
Connecticut, Rhode Island, all the same.
But I think they should legalize weed because it helps you to deal with a whole lot of stuff. Because everything goes by so much easier. You wouldn't probably have as much angry people
in the world.
If you were
in jail, they would have took you to jail for a roach, and then they had to roach you a big, nice ticket. And took all your roaches and rolled it up.
And they probably would have took my life
and made a doobie rat.
I guess they can't say the police officers are cooler here. They're more lenient on girls than they are guys. That's because the guys are always into something up here.
Yeah, they looking for something bigger, like maybe her.
Right.
Yeah. And what you guys think about this little quote I found? It says, what they say is true. Many people who smoke marijuana move on to harder things, graduate school for
hell. Yeah,
Thank y'all. And I'm with both of y'all. Bullshit. You know, they try to say weed is a gateway drug, and you've heard that before. Like, you going to like, hold on. This is me talking, and I'm going to just say straight up. I've only done marijuana. I did cocaine 2 times. I ain't even going to lie. I did cocaine 2 times, and one was with my daddy. Why y'all laughing? You know what I'm saying? I did cocaine 2 times. One time. Stop laughing. One time.
Hold up.
No, I'm being real. See, some people want to try to hide. No, for real. Real talk. My daddy gave it to me. He was telling me, like, son, I'm got some good stuff for you. My daddy. No, for real. Real talk. One time in my life, I didn't like it. The second time I did it, am I the only person on this phone ever been to jail? Like, locked up?
No.
I don't mean like for no time. I mean like at least in jail. Been in life.
Don't remind me, man.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay, good. I'm just saying. The second time I did it, I was in jail, and the dude had some, and I ain't going to lie. You be in jail, man, I would have smoked a rock. I'm like, because I just didn't even care. But them the only 2 times, and I'm going to keep it real. I ain't no sense in bullshit. And I have never desired cocaine. I have never wanted cocaine. I have never bought cocaine. I have never looked for cocaine. I put it like this here. To date in my life, I have never, ever purchased any drug or looked for or wanted or desired any drug except marijuana. So I'm here personally as a person who has experimented with only one other drug, which was cocaine. But see, here's the deal, and that wasn't like on me. You know, you fucking with your dad, so I'm dealing with him. But I'm scared of that other stuff. Like, straight up, I'm scared of ecstasy. I'm scared of heroin. I'm scared of that. I'm scared of cocaine.
I
don't
want to try any other drug only because I had a dad that was a heroin user, and he was like, lived in Baltimore. He was the top dude. Like, he drove the big cars and stuff like that. And he caught AIDS eventually because he was shooting up. And me being able to see, I seen him. I met my father at his last couple of months of living. And I know what my dad looked like. My dad was a handsome guy to what he is now. So that's what I always keep in mind is, my dad, like, I can't do any other drug because I know that I have my dad's blood in my system, and my dad has tried every drug that you can think of. My father has done. So, therefore, I have to remember that at all times. If I do anything else, you never know what you can also desire beyond that because you also carry your... I carry my dad's
gene. You
know what I'm saying? It's just like having an alcoholic as a parent, and they desire alcohol. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's why I just always smoke weed. Weed mellows me out. Like, that's just something on my chill time that I like to do.
Baby, I can't make it without I can't even lie. I can't do nothing without it. I be tripping. Like, leave me alone, man. Like, and then when I get my herb, I be cool. I ain't lying. When I get high, I be nice. I be like, hey, what's up? I be all cool. When I ain't got my herb, you know, like, me without weed, you don't mess somebody up.
I need my medicine in the morning.
Do you hear me? You don't mess
with me.
Nice. You ever met somebody that I'm gonna tell you how I am without my herb?
Yo, you be going through some shit, yo.
Let me tell you what I do. This ain't no joke. Let me tell you how I am without my herb. You ever dealt with somebody? Okay, I'm gonna describe 2 situations. A woman with her cycle when her period is on, and then like a person. You ever met somebody, like, and you was talking to them, and they was hungry, and they was like, man, look, I'm hungry. Like, they really, really need to eat. Without my weed, I'm like a motherfucker that's hungry or like a woman with her period on. Yeah, I'd be, like, stressed out. Like, I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm not very friendly. I'd be like, look, What do you want? Then when I get my herbals, I be all, hey, how's everything,
yeah.
man? Look, you know,
yeah.
I be like, hey, y'all, I be so high, I be like, you know, life is beautiful, man. You know, the stars.
Crazy, I swear.
Nah, but back to the subject though, on some real though, like on the gateway thing, you know, I've seen I've been around white people, black people, Mexicans, and everything else, and it all depends on your culture. Like me,
yeah,
I grew up, you know what I mean, and I've seen like once I seen my pops actually, you know, get stuck on all the other stuff, and it's like when you've been in that culture where you've seen so many people lose so much from that, you kind of learn from it, you know? And it's like, I ain't going to say I wish, you know what I mean? I'm happy that I see him do it, but at the same time, if I would have never seen him do it, I would never know that it's something I never wanted to do. You know what I mean? So sometimes you just learn from everything that goes on in the past, and you just keep it moving. It ain't even a gateway thing. That's just something you just learn from experience.
That's some bullshit. I mean, not to cut you off, but that'd be a good example comparing marijuana to genetically modified foods. The real thing and some of that process. The real thing is the real thing, whether you're vegetarian or whether you're real thing. But back in the day, Solomon wasn't even a vegetarian, so let's keep it real. It was a good feast if the cattle ate real grass, and the chicken ate real things and that, blah, blah, blah. Like, it goes on down. Marijuana is not processed. It's natural. It's not to be compared with any narcotic description or category. So that's all I can say, that it should be done. Legalize it.
Like, okay, I heard that they was comparing, like, smoking cigarettes to us smoking weed in a cigarello, I guess you can say a cigar. Like, that is compared, like, I forgot what they said, but it was like, they said smoking a cigar, paper with weed or whatever, is like smoking 360 cigarettes in 2 days or a day or something like that.
How is that?
Have you heard about the experiment they had with the monkeys? They put in them in a room full of ganja smoke, and they fed them ganja smoke for days on end, hours, and then they let them revive back, and the monkeys were cool, and they did their thing, start jumping around. Cool, they, you know, they like monkeys passed out, they would go to sleep, they, you know, wake up, and they did that experiment a couple revolutions, and then the monkeys were straight, and I'm like, damn, why does a motherfucker, you cannot say it's got any side effects, except making you go to sleep.
I just think it's a money issue.
Some people need to sleep. Maybe the world would be little bit quieter at night.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
The only thing I can think of is gotta be about bread. It's gotta be about the money. It's gotta be. I mean, obviously.
It's gotta be about the money. Plus, they want us dead for real. They don't want us to survive. Because they know
cigarettes legal. No one did. Cigarettes lead to cancer. It says it right down the side of the package, and then you know that it's killing millions and millions of people every year, and you keep it legal. Okay.
Man, I got
it. You know what I mean?
No, I'm
as far
sorry.
As well,
I think it's
cocaine.
Just like growing a tomato off a tree.
As far as cocaine and heroin and all that, why would you let it into the country, knowing damn well it come from way fucking out Colombia somewhere? Why would you let it in here knowing it is killing everybody? You know what I mean?
What
money.
They doing?
It
right.
ain't
why.
Like I know how to get a plane. I don't know how to get no plane or boat. I can't think that hard. I'm too busy fucking rolling up. But
there you go.
It ain't nowhere in the world I'm going to figure out how to get no cocaine over here. And when if it happens to fall in my lap, then I know I can double up and triple up off of it. Hey. I need that.
Why not?
But I ain't going looking for it at all. There's only a couple
of
people in the world that went overseas and actually want to find it. And they, Nicky Barnes and I mean, they gone.
But it don't even exist no more.
Right.
That only
exists. Yeah, but
no
I have
more.
A real serious I have a real serious issue with cigarettes, because like I said, you know, a soft spot to me, man. You know what I'm saying? We all got and or had a mother, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you, it's a hard fucking life, you know, living in this real society without your mama, man. Your mama's your backbone, and them fucking cigarettes and that bullshit is what took my mama. So yeah, I got a real serious thing about the damn cigarettes, because it's a killer, man.
Oh, hell yeah,
you know what
man.
I'm
formaldehyde, man. Everything.
And then here go the deal. Yo, check it out, right? My, I love my daddy. I ain't finna sit here and say no good ass daddy and shit, but that nigga been smoking weed since I can remember, and that motherfucker's still here.
Hey, Trey, not to cut you off or nothing like that, but we have like one more caller on the line.
Go ahead.
Your phone number is 770-879. You alive. What's good?
Nothing, man. What's poppin'?
Yeah, what's poppin'? What's good? What's your name?
Nobi.
Nobi? Hey, how are you doing, Nobi?
I'm
Thank
doing fantastic.
In.
Yo, the whole thing about ganja, yo, is...
oh!
Yo, word up.
Yo.
But it be
high.
Everybody calling the show high shit. Everybody got yo, about the ganja, right? He's like, yo, that ganja, yeah. Hold on, they having a show about weed? Oh, shit, hey. Like, everybody.
I'm coming in.
Okay, Nobi, what you have to say, Nobi, because we only have, like, a couple of minutes left on the show.
Well, it really is a money issue as far as ganja is concerned, because it's one of the easiest products to make papers and fabrics with. Hemp.
Amen.
It's also good to make soap with, and it was initially shut down by the people that were in charge of basically cutting down trees to make paper in the wood industry.
Interesting.
And that's the reason why you have marijuana, which is nowhere near as bad as anything else that they'll classify as a drug, but they put it on the sliding schedule as a Schedule 1 narcotic, whereas you have cocaine.
Amen.
Cocaine is a Schedule 3 narcotic, which means that you'll get less time for having cocaine than you will with marijuana.
Are you
serious? Can get a prescription. Wow. You can get a prescription for cocaine, but they're trying to as far as the national level, you can't get a prescription for marijuana. It's only
Thank you for wising me up to
that,
brother, because I didn't
that
know
that.
That's deep. That's deep. I appreciate that, because I had no idea. That's deep.
As a matter
exactly.
of fact, when doctors do surgeries for your eye, they use cocaine as a topical anesthetic.
Yeah. Even dentists, right, bro? When they do the, you know, when you get your teeth pulled and stuff like that, that's cocaine they're using to numb you.
Numb you up.
Yeah.
Not morphine, but cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine was used to be in Coca-Cola.
Yep.
It
really did.
Amen.
True.
Yep.
All these other drugs are completely horrible, especially because when they specially make something, like when they do the morphine and all that, that's harder to get off of than tobacco is, to be honest with you. It's harder to get off than nicotine.
Yeah.
Because it's specifically made
for something.
That's why you have all these suicides and drug overdoses after these people get on pain medication.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, Nobi. I really do appreciate your comment, and I really wish you had called in earlier, because you really just said some stuff I really did not know about. But we only have like a couple of more seconds on this show. I want to thank everybody that called in to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say To Say What. Thank you guys for chilling with your girl. Look out next week. With your look out for next week's show. And I definitely want to go ahead and give a quick shout out to my girl Carla B. She really held it down earlier on EOTM with the Bishop Long case. So definitely shout out to her. Is there anything else you want to say, you guys? We have like 18 seconds left.
Everybody have a good night.
Bishop Eddie Long, somebody get
roll
Bishop
up.
A joint.
Smoke that last rope.
Hey, somebody
smoke
get Bishop Eddie Long a joint. He need one right now.
Go and sit in the back of his dungeon, roll up, and don't worry about it.
Hey, yeah, Say2, this was a fat ass guy, girl. Loving what you're doing, Say2. Loving what you're doing, for real. All
right, Joe, yeah, have a great night. Thanks, y'all.
No problem. Peace.
Oh, bless you.